Right now, I'm in kind of a dilemma whether or not I should continue in communications, whether or not I should finish my master's or go on to law school. I don't know how I could fit in, more or less, in the television industry as I am a Muslim. I'm sort of...
All right. I think I understand. Communications, by communications, you mean communications technology?
Yes, yes.
You're not talking about performing on the screen?
No, I'm more interested in working behind the scenes in terms of directing and producing.
Yes, I don't see any problem. No problem. And even if you were performing, it wouldn't be any problem if you made the demands that a Muslim sister should make. They'd recognize it. You
Thank
still
you.
Could make it.
Thank yes. you.
May Allah bless you with more progress. We're going to have to limit it now to only one more. And the sister has had a hand up for some time. Sister Adi Sanjas, I pronounced that right?
No, Sister Mohabi.
Sister Mohabi?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Sister Mohabi. Mohabi, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, all right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm Sister Afifa, wife of Brother William Abdullah. The question that I have is, last week when you spoke on how there were differences that were cultural and there were differences that some of the things that people think are Islamic are really cultural differences. And I wanted you to be more specific.
Yes. Yes. For example, most of the sisters in our community tend to dress like you. You're very beautifully dressed. I have no complaints. But most of the sisters tend to dress like you, and that's Oriental in style. They would be just as Muslimly dressed if they went downtown and bought a long dress that covered them up as they should be covered, off the rack if it was long enough, and put it on. So that's one example of cultural differences that not necessarily Islamic problems or issues. There are many cultural habits that Muslims have that distinguish them one from another. Say, one may be from Sharjah, another one may be from Egypt or from Pakistan. They will have different habits. And they will tell you that the Muslim does such and such. But if you really question them, if they are knowledgeable, they will tell you, say, well, no, it's not important. This is my family's. This is my family's tradition or my country's tradition, culture. It has nothing to do with the religion. It's not important. But if we are not careful, unlearned Muslims who are just coming into this religion and they are unlearned, they'll go crazy trying to follow all the habits of the people they run into. Because I have them coming to me telling me, you know, I saw Brother so-and-so, he said do it. I said, look, please, follow me, will you? You can't follow everybody. Yeah, you have to have somebody to follow. They follow their leaders. You follow your leader. And a man, you know, a lot of us think a woman is only one supposed to be covered. A man's supposed to be covered too,
right.
Decently. You're not supposed to be immodest. Man can't come here with those old tight Sherwood Forest pants on. Sherwood Forest. You know, those tight leggings showing all the print of everything, you know. That's indecent. The man should be put out too. He should be told, go home, change your clothes, dress, come back here. Come back when you dress properly. Yes. So the men have to be properly dressed too. Neither of us can be indecent. And out of wisdom, God has instructed the prophet to tell the women to cover the whole body from neck to ankles or to feet, arms down to the hands, leaving only the head in public too, leaving only the hands and the face exposed, as you are now. Yes. Thank you. Yes. I said one more. Was that the one I was talking about? Okay. Thank you. Well, see, next time, inshallah, God willing, next time. Assalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I have a few announcements. Today is the final day to make the orders for collective buying. The collective buying table is in the far corner of the assembly room. The order for the coming week will be long grain, brown rice, and honey. The collective buying order is $15 per family. This coming Tuesday evening, Imam Walter D. Muhammad will be speaking on radio station KEST, 1450 on the AM dial at 8:30. The broadcast will be live and will be on the subject of collective buying. This Saturday coming, there will be a dinner in honor of Imam Walter D. Muhammad at the Cultural Center at 7 p.m. The tickets are $7. Persons under 12 years of age will be admitted free with an adult. Brother Nadir is standing here. Please see him and other brothers for your ticket. Very important. Classes, the announcement was made earlier. The Imam and Teachers class is from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday evening. On Sunday morning at 10:30 to 12, a spiritual discussion class will be held. The Oakland Masjid Ensemble is holding a flea market on Saturdays. The cost is $5 per booth. Please participate. Crade, which meets on Saturday after Dhuhr prayer here at the Masjid, please participate in their activities. Also, Brother Yusuf Waqia and Brother Rashid Ali are also working in the local area for Dawah. We'd like to also announce that the school needs volunteers. The school cleanup for Monday through Friday after school between 4 and 8 p.m. For further details, please see Brother Abdul Rahim Alim. Also, the Claire Muhammad School MPTA presents Family Night Spaghetti Dinner Tuesday evening, November 3rd, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It will be held at the Elijah Muhammad Cultural Center. A family event you're sure to enjoy. Donation is $3.50 without MPAT membership, $3 with membership. Children are $2.50 with membership, excuse me, without membership, and $2 with the membership. A birth was had in our community very recently. Sister Rukaya Muhammad is our new addition in the community. She was born November 24, 1981, Saturday, at 6:58 a.m. She weighed 7 pounds, 10 ounces. That's to Sister Maxine Khalila Abdullah Muhammad and Brother Muhammad Bayan Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Also, there is a sister. There's a sister who is looking for housing. She would like to share a house with another sister. She has 7 children. She can be reached at the preschool Monday through Friday or at 436-9725. I'd like to remind you again, this is the final day for your orders for collective buying. The orders are $15 for honey and rice. Excuse me. The date of the birth, we have an error here in the writing. It was October 24th, just yesterday. Brother Bayan. Alhamdulillah. Is there anything else? Please. The Immaculate Conception. Allahu Akbar. As the card payments are to be made directly to the Santa Barbara Savings, the address is 1446 High Street. That's in Oakland. Envelopes are available from the Treasurer's Office, so please see that to Al-Islam and keeping up our zakat is handled. For the announcements, As-salamu alaykum. Yes. Excuse me, there was one further announcement. Brother Yusuf Ali, who is collecting aluminum cans and papers for the school, ask that you continue your support and that those of you who bring papers, please bundle them first. I have no further announcements.
Those who had questions to ask, if your question was very important, then why don't you jot it down before you forget it. As you go or leave, jot your question down, and next time, if it's that important, we'll try to answer the question. Thank you very much. Now, let's have dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
rule. That's not love. Dear beloved people, let us know what love really is. Then we go to the other extreme, some of us. And we call this love, letting the child do whatever it wants to do. That ain't love. That's cruelty. Cruelty. Allah doesn't leave life in the physical or in the animate state on the instinct to do what it wants to do. He guides it with the pattern of law to keep it in the right life for itself. Therefore, the bird still know how to make his nest, still know how to mate and have a home, still know how to raise their young and be kind and tender. Is that right? Yes, the creatures know these things. But the man frees from the instinct, trusted to use his all intelligence, goes off the pattern, becomes selfish, and forgets his responsibility to the creatures, and abuses them, releasing his hostility. Cruel. That's cruelty. We must be aware of ourselves as what Allah has designed for us. Respect that and conform to it. And love each other in the right sense and in the right way. First, I must love Allah. And that love proves itself in my treatment of this creature. Isn't that what the prophet said? Yes. He is better than God's creature. Consideration for the future of that time or that journey, that's love. That's love. If I know that this behavior is going to affect your future development, if I tell you that's from that behavior, that's an act of love to do it from the heart. What the prophet says? Help your brother, whether he's right or he's wrong. And the question is asked, how do you help the brother when he's wrong? He says, send him back from the wrong. If you tell them that we need to tell my brother about the wrong and see him running around, now I know better than to grab Muhammad Ali and pull him back out of the place or where or whatever he's getting into in my hand, the man might knock me out. Doesn't mean all the time to get hurt. Pull him back to the suggestion. Appeal to his good senses. Pull him out. Well, he's receptive. And appeal to him when he's receptive. And pull him back from his wrong behavior. That's love. If it's coming from our heart. The children that we raise in the home now, of course we ask them to go in the street. That's my child. So if I let that child go on in a behavior pattern that I know is destructive, I'm disobeying Allah, I'm disobeying His messenger, I'm disobeying natural humanness that Allah has put in His creature. Yes, that's not right. Permissive parents are cruel. Parents given to permissiveness are cruel. I know children who are suffering a more cruel life under permissive parents than those that are being hit with a switch or a belt every day for bad behavior. The permissive parents ain't whipping them at all, they ain't laying their hand on them. There's nothing but false love on them. They're my dear darling. Oh, you're so sweet. Let Mama kiss you, baby. With a stinking wine breath. Say hi to walk to him. She's stumbling over there to kiss. Mama, yeah, you know Mama loves you, don't you? You know it, don't you, child? I know you and Jesus know I love you. And a man needs to come back home with a spade or a shovel from his roof and run it down his back. Say nothing, baby. See you next year. Hoping that a year maybe will make it raise on her mind what the spade hit her up for. Maybe I'll knock her hair away across the room with a spade shovel. That's right. I mean, that would be gentle. Yeah, that would be gentle. Oh, that wouldn't be right to do her like that. She's gotten that situation because of circumstance. Because you never know what she had to go through. I don't care what she had to go through. Dog died to save child. Huh? Animals die to save youngsters. We are human beings. You don't fall down because your man left you and then you neglect your children and let them go to hell. No. I don't care what a woman goes through. If she's a mother, she should have some consideration for that new life. In fact, she should say, well, mine is gone, but that is still moving on. I'm going to do my best for that. That's right. I don't have no mercy on women, on parents that treat their children cruelly. I don't care what experiences they had. Back, I expect some intelligence when it comes to a little child from an insane person. That's right. I do. Because life even tells the insane person to at least have some respect. This is a tender life. Mm-hmm. And that insane person has to really have a real critical problem for it to go and abuse little children. That's right. Something kids, that respect for the new life is strong in the nature. Now we're going to wrap this up and close it out now, and hope to deal with it some more next time. I hope that will make us understand that this world's idea of love is not always right. In fact, it's more wrong than right. Let us love with the right love that respects our good senses and above all, respect what Allah intends for His creatures. And then we will be safe. Read the Quran. Familiarize yourself with the Quran. This is the book. This is the light. This is the guidance. Familiarize yourself with it. And if you have some difficulty understanding parts of it, or you don't understand, because it's in English, the Arabic, we don't know it, most of us. Then you come to me or come from somewhere where it's someone and give you some understanding. But read the book, that is your book, that's the Quran. And you'll become better Muslims, better prepared, better equipped parents. You have better life. I thank you for your attendance today and hope to see you next time. Peace be on you. And may Allah save us from deviating after you've guided us straight. Keep our hearts sound, our faith firm, our position firm. Ameen. Thank you. Are there any announcements now? All right. Now, we'll accept a few questions. If anyone has questions, yes, sir.
What is it about the human test running in front? The test will be held on Thursday, so it's Thursday or Saturday?
Yes, sir. It will be Thursday.
Will anybody be able to enter other than just a registered imam in the area?
Yes, well, the class is for registered, I mean imams, pardon me, not registered, imams who are over masjids. And it's also for imams who are not over masjids that belong to the community. And it's also for those who are in or over Islamic studies program. So our teachers participate too. This is an imam class, but really the class is designed to give basics in Islamic studies. And right now we are concentrating on Arabic reading for the Quranic reading. Yes. And we also have another class. When is that class? Sunday mornings at 10:30. There is a scriptural discussion class. Yes, sir. From 10:30 to noon time. Yes, sir. To the prayer time. Yes. Wa alaikum assalam.
I would like to know when that means.
On Sundays, here. Jumu'ah day, we give the khutbah, the special address, weekly address. Tuesdays we're going to be on radio in a discussion setting. What time is it?
8:30.
That information, we'll have it later. It'll be announced. But if you can tell them right now.
I'll tell them that they can see that P-1400.
All right.
8:30.
All right. Is there another? Yes. Walek Maslam, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, well, I have tied in the language of the Jains with the mystic language of the old Nation of Islam lesson, because it has the same language, the same terminology. The same general pattern we find in Jain terminology. We find it also in the terminology of the lessons, Yaqub's history, etc. Numerology and all these other concepts we find in these mystic teachings. So that's why we discuss them right in the same vein. I don't think you have any worry. You shouldn't think that you missed something, because it was mainly to just bring to the attention of those Muslims who were familiar with the lessons, the mystic lessons of W. Farah, the nature of that language, that was the purpose. I don't say it is so much metaphysical as it was allegorical and suggestive, highly suggestive language, symbolic, secret, intentionally hid. That's what I mean by secret. Meanings intentionally hid from the reader. Maybe someday we'll have similar discussions, but I don't know exactly when. Okay. Yes, sir. Wa alaikum assalam, sir.
You talked about one of
community comes to the position where it's safety in the community. And you say that we're equal to the knowledge that we all have the same individual. And I'm trying to understand how that comes about, how we actually realize that kind of safety with that knowledge.
Yes. Equal knowledge, what we mean is equal respect. We're not the same. Some people will learn more, some will learn less. We have different potentials because of lack of enthusiasm, maybe, and many other reasons, maybe even physical defects. We are not all the same, but the responsibility of a true, just, honest, democratic society is to make knowledge equally accessible to all, and that's what we mean. Yes, that can be done, and don't deceive people. Don't pull the wool over the people's eyes. Don't have double standards, double language that reaches a few and passes over many to keep them blind to what's going on. That's what you're talking about. Yes, I saw the sister's hand in the rear. Yes. Do you have to? No, I don't think it matters whether you polish your fingers at me or not. What it matters is if you take, you do. You're not supposed to polish your fingernails? Or maybe because he has knowledge of something being in the fingernail polish that is not halal. That could be it. That is not acceptable on the Muslim code, dietary codes or something. Maybe it's not quite kosher, but I don't think the color has anything to do with it. I don't think so. Yes. If it has something that's not halal in it, if it has pork fat in it or something, maybe you should be wearing it. But if not, I would say don't wear it. Yes. Yes, sir. The only qualification for playing here is to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Is there any other? Yes, sister. We want to hear more sisters. Sisters have need more opportunity. Yes, the sister with the baby. 4 o'clock line. Can you come closer to the mic there?
It's had a religion attack at him inside. Shahim Raza. And I was reading a passage on Adam. And I didn't get the meaning of the author, but it quotes like this. He was more or less explaining when Allah exiled Iblis because he went against his word. And it says that, quote, he said that he was superior to creation and knowledge. This is Iblis talking. How can he be compelled to accept the authority of a creature who is made of rubbish earth? And then he said, then he also says that, and God taught Adam all the names, and he became the master of limited free will and the knowledge, and he has in parentheses names was not given to others. And I didn't understand what he meant.
I think, well, let's see if we can get there. First, it believes that Satan is arrogant. Is a sign to us that science, logic, alone is not enough for the human being. It's not enough for the people. A purely scientific mind without having good moral base is no good. That's first what we should look at there and what he said. He believed with arrogance because he thought by him having a higher knowledge, that he shouldn't have to submit to a teacher who didn't have it all. Now, if you recall, God didn't insist that the angels, that the rebellious ones bow at that time. He said, but I have breathed into him of my spirit, then bow to him. So what he was saying is this, God prefers moral life in the creature to just a purely logical or rational mind. And though there are learned people perhaps are qualified to do much greater things, I'm a learned creature. It's qualified to do much greater things than the purely moral creature who doesn't have the intellect yet. So God say, wait until I have believed in me that I will ignore you. You have more ability, you have more knowledge, more science. But I will ignore you until I raise up the moral man. Then I will give him the charge. And when I have given to him, you submit. Now, let's come to the other part now. So he says, we need to teach that last part.
Okay.
And he didn't give the names to any other. no are being able to articulate and perfect and perfect and articulate. Yes. Yes. Well, one more sister, and then I'm looking at the time here. We've gone way over. This is your fault now, it's not mine. You asked the question. Yes, sister, this is the yellow color. Is that the yellow or the color of that? Yes, sister. Ladies, do it. What is my son?
My name is Sister Anka. I'm sorry. Did you teach us to hashtag survivorship and violence and the subject of circumcision, the idea and the actual practice of circumcision?
Of circumcision? Circumcision. Yes. Circumcision is an ancient ritual tradition that goes back into ancient Egypt. It was even before Judaism. Yes. And Muslims circumcise males, circumcise or circumcision. Not in the later years. It has hygiene benefits and other benefits. But we now find that there are some risks that pay no attention to that. We are alarming people now to the risk of what they call risk in circumcising males because it fits in with their symbolic language. That's a way of communicating over the heads of people. It has nothing to do with the real reality of that particular problem at all. We are talking to each other about ideas that have nothing to do with physical circumcising of males. They say sometimes they are healing this power sometimes. You know, circumcision. It's ridiculous. So maybe we should abolish it. Now, what is the meaning of Islam? If the youth outweighs the detriment, then we should take the youth. If the detriment outweighs the youth, we should give up the youth. There are more benefits in circumcising males than there are in leaving all males uncircumcised. Health problems and also performance problems. Some males have a problem, serious problems, if they're not circumcised. It's only the cutting off of the skin. But a man attaches ritual meaning to that everything. So they're talking about the ritual needs. People with medical people, young and blind, if they do that, yes, they will. And I can bring you evidence to back up what I'm saying. They will use concepts, language, terminology to talk over the heads of people, even though they know there are risks involved to the victim. For the victim's problem. Yes. Now, symbolically, what it means is this. Man has to take flesh off his eyes before he can see straight. He's got to see through the nature of the flesh, he's got to see. He's got to see through sex and sexuality, he will not see. But, again, there's another thing too. The sexual function is the eye.
Genesis begin. God created a man and then what? Made him. The world didn't begin with Adam being made. The world began with Adam making. So you have to understand the growth process. What starts it? You have to be straight. That's right. So you got to live in here. We're not going to live in here. We can have to live in a good time now. Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in it. And this is not aligned with the teachings about Islam. Allah says in the Quran, and in the heavens and in the earth, and what is between as well as in yourself, are signs. Yes. All right. So, yes, sister, all the way to the rear. Yes, sister, with your hand up. The one with the back, yes, sir. Yes. No, not this. Down here on the floor.
I'd like to address this question to the
Would you talk directly to that mic, please?
I've wanted to ask you this question for quite a while. I'd like to know, what do you think of the idea of Muslims in quote unquote Hollywood? As a graduate student, I had the opportunity to do a graduate thesis project in television. I also had the opportunity to work in television for, I guess, about 2 years in and out of New York and around New Jersey. I'd like to know, right now I'm in kind of a dilemma whether or not I should continue in communication. Whether or not I should finish my master's or go on to law school. I don't know